Banning smoking is nothing new in the U.S. There's been no smoking in California restaurants since 1994, and in bars there since 1998. New York City banned smoking in workplaces last year. The new frontier in regulating where you can smoke seems to be the beach. In 2 weeks, the City Council of Santa Monica is expected to ban smoking on its beachfront. Recently, two other cities in Southern California did the same, Solana Beach and San Clemente, where commentator Louise Rafkin grew up.
San Clemente is a now not so little town about halfway between L.A. and San Diego. My house was a stone's throw from the ocean. As a little kid, I swam and built sandcastles under the watchful gaze of a gaggle of 60s moms, gossiping and, yes, smoking. In those pre-health-conscious days, the concept of secondhand smoke was as far-fetched as the notion of drinking bottled water or counting anything as foreign as a carbohydrate. When I hit my teens, I realized the real beauty of living in a beach town. The beach became our unofficial clubhouse, where we hung out and tried out everything that comes with growing up. At dusk, after the lifeguards rode their yellow jeeps back to their own clubhouse, the beach was completely unregulated. The smear of bruised sunset was the only witness to our forays into the unknown, into making our own decisions. Here we experienced first kisses, always at sunset, and usually atop the unmanned lifeguard tower. We took first drinks on the beach, too, from bottles of cheap red wine, and of course, I think everyone took their first drag of a cigarette with the crash of the shore break as a backdrop to their inevitable coughing. I remember the red tips dotting the night sky like fireflies. I barely took a single puff. I remember it smelling horrible and hurting my throat, and besides, I hated that my mother smoked. But I remember I liked holding the cigarette, shifting it between the cool, thuggish thumb and forefinger hold, and the more ladylike, movie starish index and second finger posture, my elbow tucked close to my hip, and my forearm jutting up at what I thought, at 14, was a sexy angle. So to regulate the beach against smoking, sure, it sounds good. No secondhand smoke during tanning time, no butts making their way into the walls of children's sandcastles. I'm vehemently anti-smoking. It seems like just about everyone in California is. But still, the beach is the very edge of California and as far into the Wild West as you can go, and normal rules shouldn't apply there. Even in relentlessly smoke-free California, it seems to me the beach should be a place where teenagers can climb to the top of a deserted lifeguard tower and try their first cigarette.
Louise Rafkin now lives in Emeryville, California.